The book here that I'm holding in my hand is their toolkit, and in the front pages here they talk about how the public health system is sort of like a puzzle with a lot of different pieces. And environmental health is just one of those pieces, and that's what we're going to talk about today, how strengthening the environmental health system will indeed help us strengthen the entire public health system. So there's my disclosure statement. I have no relationship to disclose. All right. So as Dr. Buchanan and Sarah talked about, we're with the National Center for Environmental Health and Environmental Health Services branch is leading the charge to implement the environmental public health performance standards. And this fits in with the recent initiative at CDC, Healthiest Nations Initiative, where we are working hard with our many partners to improve the health system. You all know, probably better than I, how much money we spend on healthcare in the United States. It's over $2 trillion a year. That's more than any other country in the world. Yet our health status is about 15th overall in the world. We're infant mortality is 53rd, and our life expectancy is 47th rather. So we spend all this money, and we have all these activities and this public health system. So why do we still have these health disparities and these problems in the United States? So CDC is working with its many partners to strengthen the overall health system. And we think, and Dr. Gerberding and others at CDC, and certainly Dr. Buchanan, believe that environmental health has a critical role to play in this Healthy Nations initiative. So the mission of the little branch that I'm in, the Environmental Health Services branch, our mission is to improve the practice of environmental health because we believe by doing so we'll strengthen the public health system and save lives and promote health and all the good objectives that public health exists for. The websites here, the CDC, Gov, EHS, that's where you will find the performance standards that Sarah mentioned and a lot of information about how our branch is working with state, local, tribal, and NGOs to improve the practice of environmental health. And I have to put a plug in for the bottom website is the our Environmental Public Health Leadership Institute. Each year we put about 40 people through a year-long program to build leadership capabilities at the state, local, tribal, and federal level. And we're currently accepting applications till the end of this month, so you still have time, or you or your friends, to visit us online there and submit an application. So we certainly encourage you to do that. So what is it that we do in environmental health that is so critical to the health of folks here in the United States? We're all involved, or many of us are involved, in water, sanitation, food protection, vector control, all those types of important activities. And those, we've practiced those probably the same way for many years. And the Environmental Health Performance Standards give us a chance to look at some of our practices and procedures and look for room for improvement. Now, many folks, including myself, consider environmental health one of the cornerstones of public health. And back in 1936, when the Public Health Service led a successful national campaign to control gastrointestinal illness in the United States, the report talked about structuring and building local public health departments. And that report states that the staffing should consist of a physician, a nurse, a clerk, and a sanitarian. And so that group is still such a powerful and important group to public health in the United States, and we certainly are one of the cornerstones of public health. So if we are one of the cornerstones, if we, with our partners, form the foundation of public health, Today, is environmental health all that we can be? Are we ready for the next set of challenges, and how do we determine that? And that's sort of what the performance standards helps us to start thinking about. So leaders in environmental health talk about, understand the critical mission of environmental health, but we need to be thinking about, are we ready for the next set of challenges? We really don't know what the future holds for environmental health and what our next challenge will be. Are we doing all that we can to protect public health through our activities and processes and procedures in our programs? Are we doing all we can? Can we be more effective and efficient in the way we provide services? Are we doing the right things? Leaders need to be asking, are we doing the right things? Sometimes we get involved in processes and procedures, but sometimes we need to step back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Are these the right things? Are these the things we should be spending our time doing? So when you start to try to answer some of those questions, you start to think about, well, what indicators are there that help us determine whether or not we're performing as well as we can? And the environmental health performance standards provide a framework to allow us to think about developing measures, performance measures and indicators, and to help us understand whether or not we're improving and what we need to do to improve. So I mentioned the National Public Health Performance Standards when we started, but we're not the only ones involved in this need to improve performance. All government agencies across federal, local, and state have performance measures. Corporations, universities, all of our healthcare systems, hospitals, and providers. And we look, as most of you folks know, these performance improvement programs look at a couple things. One, we look at processes. Are the processes that we use in a healthcare setting or in environmental health or in public health, are these processes effective and efficient? Can we improve the process? But then we also have to look at, are these processes taking us to where we need to be, the outcomes and the results? So do our programs and processes and procedures, do they produce the results that we need and desire? So the environmental public health performance standards, as it's already been stated, are based on the 10 essential services of environmental health, and they are structured to assess the capacity of programs, agencies, and systems to provide those 10 essential services. Most of you have probably seen this slide already, the 10 essential services, but I'd like to hear from the crowd here. When you think of environmental health, which essential service stands out in your mind? When you think of environmental health, what essential service comes to mind? Yes? Second one? Diagnose and investigate. Okay, great. Any other? Usually the people say enforcement. Usually folks both inside and outside environmental health consider environmental health folks and programs to be the enforcers. And I'm here to tell you that that's an institutional myth. We are not only enforcers. We're involved in all the 10 essential services. So why the performance standards? Because they begin to provide us in environmental health a language that we can use to conduct performance evaluations and performance reviews. The standards, the folks that have gone through this, helped us develop the standards and have been the first implementers, it has caused them to find, generate, and use data, this information that's necessary to develop measures to improve performance. So the standards exist to identify service gaps in the environmental health services system and programs. That information, that gap analysis, is then used to develop an improvement plan, and we hope that this process of gap identification and improvement plan development become a continual process to build capacity, consistency, and accountability across both programs, and the environmental health system. Again, the standards allow us to begin benchmarking performance and accomplishments and have a system that allows us to compare results to programs offering similar programs, similar funding, similar geographical areas, and that kind of information. So we hope to build that database that allows us to benchmark and compare results. But also something very important to CDC and I think other federal agencies and state and local as well, is that the process, this database that we'll be able to build from the self-assessment activities, we'll begin to see local, regional, and national trends. We'll be able to identify issues, which becomes very important in times of limited resource, so that we can really focus our resources on the most areas of need. So folks that have used the standards, a couple of things that they tell us is that one of the sort of the unexpected things that happened with the standards was they started to build partnerships that really didn't exist previously by going through and sitting down with your friends that you work with occasionally or maybe every day. By sitting down and do the performance standards with them, you start to understand better. You have a chance to explain what environmental health is all about, and they start to see ways to connect to you. So that was really a great benefit that folks that use the standards reported. But also, at the local and state level, it establishes a performance management system where one really hasn't been formalized. Folks have told us that it begins to develop a baseline, priorities, and performance goals for local, state, and tribal programs, and it also helps folks to prioritize and allocate resources. So the what does sort of CDC, sort of the logic model here, and our partners hope to accomplish by making the performance standards available and helping folks to implement? First of all, we believe that we will improve the quality of environmental health services nationwide, and by doing so, we'll improve the efficiency and effectiveness of environmental health. By doing so, we'll reduce the environmental risk factors associated with environmentally related disease, and by doing so, we will reduce environmentally related disease, and in the long term, we hope to reduce some of the healthcare expenditures. So the next steps for the environmental health performance standards, as Sarah mentioned, they're currently going through the OMB process, and that'll be 6 or 9 more months before they get through there. But we'll have an online reporting system that folks, just like the National Public Health Performance Standards, an online reporting system where you can go in and enter your information and get reports back that will compare you to similar programs. And as I mentioned earlier, this database will help inform CDC and other partners about issues and trends in environmental health. And by doing so, it'll help ensure the National Environmental Health Public Service System has capacity to address current and emerging issues. In closing, I had a couple slides from Deming, but I reduced it to this one. So he says, he knows a little bit more than me about systems thinking, but he says, every system is perfectly designed to achieve exactly the results it gets. If you want to change your results, you need to change your system. So if we're happy, if we're satisfied with the results that we're getting from our current system, then we really don't have to change. We're okay. But if you go through the national or the environmental health performance standards and you see gaps, you might need to go back and understand how we need to change the system, whether it's a local system or a regional or national system. So I think the performance standards start to allow us to do that, both at local and all the way up to the national level. So thanks for your attention, and you have a few minutes for questions. Were there any questions about CDC's role and hopes for the environmental health performance standards? Yes, sir.
My name is Gary. I'm from San Diego.
Great.
I work with the local environmental health unit here, and I was just wondering how all this can roll and
The
I get the national picture. I'm just curious how it comes here.
Sure. If I understand the question, maybe Pat or Sarah could speak up too, but by doing it at a local level, what we're hearing from folks that have implemented at a local level, probably organizations maybe similar in size, but some smaller than you, they begin to identify, you know, based on the 10 essential services, strengths and weaknesses in their program. And then they're able to meet with their partners, and this is what's sort of critical about the performance standards. It's not the best way is not doing it in a vacuum, but to get around the table with a lot of partners that maybe you don't usually deal with. And once these gaps are identified, to go ahead and work with partners to strengthen the performance related to that identified issue. And what we hope to do at the CDC level, once we understand what the national trends are, we can focus our resources on those issues at the local and state level. Another question over here? Yes. Sharonda's been working with the EPA very closely, and she'll be able to talk to that. But one of the what we hope happens with the Environmental Health Performance Standards, and actually we're not calling them national anymore. They're Environmental Health Performance Standards because it's too confusing with the National Public Health Performance Standards. So ours are the Environmental Public Health Performance Standards. But what we hope to do when we talk about working with partners is that all those folks sit around the same table and talk about identifying gaps and what resources do we need to focus on the objective and the outcome that's desired, not so much the processes. The processes might change once the teams sit around and talk about what's the desired outcome. So we do very much want public health to meet with DEQ and in departments of environment and all the Department of Agriculture, Department of Labor, Highway Safety, everything that makes up the public health system. So they have to be partners in this discussion and in the development of a program improvement plan.
Thank you.